This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. As we turn the calendar page and shimmy up to the first weekend in October, our Things to Do curator Tanya Pendleton joins us with her list of events and activities to make your free time oh so amazing. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. It has been a little different in the events landscape, but I've been out and about checking things out for our segment, and it's actually been quite pleasant.
That's good to hear.
You know, I haven't done an official survey, but most places that I've been, including restaurants, the drive-in, people are being very diligent about mask wearing, so let's keep that going so we can enjoy these nice things.
Absolutely. Very good advice. Tanya, what is on your list this week?
Philly Drive-In is near the Mann Theater in Fairmount Park. In fact, it's sponsored by them. And spooky movies are showing through October 31st when it concludes with a late-night showing of Halloween.
That sounds like something that would be fun to go to in costume.
It's got to be the best way to wear a mask by far. Some nights are already sold out, but a new batch of tickets will be available for sale on October 8th. So have that bookmarked in your browser, which we will link to on our website, whyy.org/things to do, so you can grab those tickets before they're gone.
Will do. Tanya, from movie screen to the home screen, I know you always have something great for us to think about on the virtual front.
Are you a mind reader? I do. The Audi Festival is here, and you can buy your tickets starting today. This is a virtual dinner festival where you can learn how to make drinks, cook empanadas with ingredients delivered right to your door, and even participate in a cooking competition with Chef Elijah Milligan, who's appeared on the Food Network.
All of that is virtual?
It is. It takes place via Zoom. The event is next weekend, October 8th through 11th, but to get the supplies delivered to your door and to make sure that you can get tickets, go ahead and buy those today. And if you're hungry to get outside, it's Dine Latino Restaurant Week.
My mouth is already watering.
As it should be, because the delicious cuisines of several Latin countries will be on display during the week through October 4th. All participating restaurants offer dine-in, takeout, and delivery. This is in part a celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month and a way to help eateries impacted by the pandemic.
Eating delicious food and supporting a good cause, a super combination. Tanya, you've given us a lot of things to chew on. I thank you for that, and we'll meet here again next Thursday.
Well, I will be here if you will be here, and you can find the details on all of these events and even more on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Have a good one, Jennifer.
Thank you. You too.